That's all I can say, that last interview. It was very complicated. It was very high level. Sometimes it was hard to understand. I need to go back and listen to that again. That, you know, Uncle Kevin's here. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here, Dan.
Now, we got John from Texas holding. John, just keep holding with us a second. I'll certainly bring you on. If anybody else wants to join this discussion, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. We're going to talk about Joyce and a couple other things, but I wanted to wrap up this discussion with Daniel Estlin. I was blown away by that. I don't know what your reaction
here.
Listening.
It's unbelievable just sitting here. Just open up your mind to everything. Everything made sense. It was the meaning of life in 20 minutes.
The meaning of life in 20 minutes. That's a great way to put it. You know, he didn't even use one word from the Bible.
Nope.
But yet, I have not heard a sermon like that from a preacher.
Man.
Maybe ever, or certainly in a long time. You know, we are given freedom by our Creator. That we're given divinity, that freedom, right? You have freedom given to you. That's that's what the Declaration of that's why I've been talking about the Declaration of Independence, these unalienable rights. Our Creator gave us this freedom. What does the Creator ask? What does the universe ask? What does immortality ask? Immortality asks that we take that freedom, we take that divinity, and then we turn it back to building that immortality and building that pathway to immortality and to become one with our Creator, become one with God. See, these are all, these people think, oh, that's a religion. No, it's not a religious idea. Daniel Estlin just showed you it's not a religious idea. This is a spiritual, conceptual idea just of a humanity, or I don't really like that word because it gets misused, but you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, and to pass it on, pass the freedom on.
That's right. And the way he talked about education, the only moral purpose, you know, education.
He hit that right on the button.
Yeah. So education has an unmoral purpose, ladies and gentlemen. So you think, well, children go to get educated. Ooh, you better be careful.
Indoctrinated.
You better be careful what kind of education.
That's it.
That's what outcome-based education is. That's what socialism becomes. Who are you? Are you a divinely created being, or you are subject of a governmental structure or some other power structure created? Are you some earthly structure? Right?
No.
What are you? And in America, the American ideal is that we're not subject to that structure. We're not subjects of that structure. We are sovereigns
without subjects. That is correct.
We are divinely created and divinely endowed, and our rights are supreme. And the freedom, that's why America exploded. That's why, you know, one generation improved from the next. Talk about my grandfather's generation, World War II, and that they were supposed to, their ethic, their moral, that things meant something, that they created something, that was supposed to pass on. Then look, right on time, media came involved. And the golden age of TV, the golden age of media, Leave It to Beaver from Woodstock, 63 to 70, prayer, as all these things. So prayer, because why do you think our founding fathers talked about religion, Christianity, all these beliefs so much? This is the foundation of society, because society has to move upward towards its Creator.
That's
or
right.
It's moving backwards towards death and destruction. That's how I see it.
The Declaration of Independence can't work unless we have a moral society. Can't work.
Well, only a moral society can follow the charter.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to use that same divinity that's been given to them. It's like their inheritance, right? You've been given your inheritance, and you're going to waste it away on whatever.
And lead it. YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube.
I was falling into that trap.
Wasted away watching retards on YouTube. We got a caller. I want to get to him. The last couple days, and we'll talk about this more, and we'll get to news. Yesterday is the anniversary of Joyce's passing 2 years ago. It's hard to believe time's flying. I'm going to talk about my perspective about that and kind of, you know, and I got an email from Chris I want to share, but, we got a caller from John from Texas, and he wants to make a comment about Joyce. So John from Texas, you're live on the air. Thank you, John, for joining us.
Hi, Daniel. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Welcome.
Good man. Well, I got up this morning and switched my computer on and went to my Facebook page. The very first thing I saw was that memory of Joyce from 2 years ago, the photograph of her sitting in her studio. Now, I last spoke to Joyce 3 years ago, almost to the day. It was actually the day after they had the Brexit vote in the UK. And it happened to be also the anniversary of the Battle of Bannockburn in the year 1314. Now, while I was on the call with Joyce, she went to break, and my internet connection collapsed on me. So when she come back from the break, I'd gone and switched my radio on, and she thought I'd hung up. Now, I was listening to the show on the radio, and I happened to hear Josh mention that she had one of her cats in the studio whose name happened to be Braveheart.
That's right.
Now, that was the name given to Robert the Bruce. I know a lot of people think because of the Mel Gibson movie it was given to William Wallace, but in fact, the name Braveheart was given to Robert the Bruce. Now, as a result of me calling into that show, I was supposed to go to an interview, or an appointment rather, that morning, and I had to call them up to say, look, I'm going to be late. And I found a letter. It was the Austin City Council I was going to see, and I saw the last four digits of the phone number was 1314. So here was a day that gave me the anniversary of the Battle of Bannockburn. Joyce has got a cat called Braveheart in the studio, and I've got this phone call, 1314.
Wow.
And I just thought, wow, that is just, it blew my mind. And it's just become one of my favorite memories of all time. It's something I will never, never forget.
John, where are you from originally? Your accent, are you from Ireland? Because that's a fantastic accent. Scotland.
Scotland.
From Scotland. What do you think Joyce, what was the biggest meaning, do you think, that she had to the Power Hour audience, to the audience, to the world? What do you think was most important about her presence?
Well, to me, she was just a very honest and sincere person. There was absolutely no question about that. She just struck me as being a wonderful, wonderful person.
You know, I got the chance, obviously, to get to know her pretty good. And she just engendered this, I don't know what the, I don't know, what, I can't put my word on it, but I think what you said, honesty and sincerity, she engendered this longing for, to be around her, to hear her, and to learn from her, and it was certainly a pleasure. And the last 2 days we wanted to play some, we've had requests for this for a long time. Part of this, I was going to talk about this, GCN wouldn't let us play replays of her, and, so every so often, not to be morbid, not to be, you know, whatever people may accuse us, I don't know, but the audience has requested us to play some of these. So every so often, we'd like to play a replay of Joyce. I think it's been long enough, certainly, that it doesn't become morbid or what have you. But her legacy is really why we're here and what we're going forward. And I really appreciate your call, John. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it, Daniel. Just sweet memories of dear Joyce. I'm going to start crying now. I'll hang up. Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless you, John. Really appreciate your call. God, he's going to choke me up if you don't. well, we got a lot of news, but I did want to maybe say a couple personal things. Let me see if I can find it. Here's an email that I received a couple days ago, and it really touched me. And I don't, you know how some things just touch you at one point, and they mean so much different than if you would have even read it 2 hours later. But just something just so struck me at this time, I wanted to share with you. This is an email from Chris in Oregon, and he says, "Brush fire starter." He calls himself a brush fire starter, of course, of the. You know, it doesn't take a majority to succeed. It takes an irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of men. I think that's where he got it from. But let me read his email. "Hi, Daniel. It is great that you are commemorating Joyce this week. She had a hugely positive impact on my life after I heard her interviewed by George Norrie, probably close to 15 years ago now, and just tuned in to the Power Hour out of interest. I'm writing, though, to also acknowledge you and the support of your family, especially your wife, Tristan, Jay, Catherine, and Uncle Kevin, for the virtually seamless way that you took over the reins from Joyce. You've exceeded my expectations, and I never miss a show, which is easier now since the competition, quote-unquote, on GCN recently threw in the towel. I cannot imagine how many trials and tribulations you guys went through. We know about only some of them. Thank you for your tenacity, your humor, and your loyalty and dedication to Joyce's legacy. You're doing a fantastic job, and I look forward to many more years of your broadcasts." Okay, why am I reading that? It's a pretty personal email, but I want to be a little personal with you to talk about this. And this time, it's been about 2 years now that we've been full-time going over this, and after Joyce's passing. It has not been easy. It's been quite difficult. You know, you talked about throwing in the towel, the competition. I guess you're talking about the, you know, the competitor show or whatever it was that GCN put up, whatever Jill or Jessica or Julie Conway or whatever her name was. I don't know. I don't care. I never listened to her. We went through so many sleepless nights, so much turmoil from the very I can't even begin to express to you from the very beginning when Joyce was sick, and then she had a revival, and then sick again, and then she was totally out of it. She came literally, I mean, like back from the grave almost, to straighten things out so that we could even have this show. I've never told you all this, ladies and gentlemen. She was incoherent. The hospice was coming in, and you know how that goes. And things were not set in place. Things that, you know, as Joyce did a lot of things great. Getting things in order and setting things in order was not one of them. And the things that she promised and what was going forward and my commitment to go forward and really, you know, I wasn't even fully prepared to even take that position at that time. Certainly to live up to that. I mean, it was unfair in so many ways, but who else was going to do it? She literally came back from the dead, or just about came back from the dead, really, and was coherent and good and snappy and was Joyce again, at least mostly, you know, parts of the day. She got things in order that we could take over the show and not, you know, have GCN just totally swallow us up. We eventually were able to get the URLs, which she promised us. I mean, that was an ordeal. That's why we have power. I say the powerhour.com, but that's a redirect to powerhournation.com. I mean, literally in real time, all this is going on. Catherine and I and Jay and, we're scrambling to piece together any semblance of being able to continue this show. And again, I'm not telling you half of it. I'm not telling you a third of it. The Power Mall, how that happened, the forces that were against us, the people that were against us. I'm not going to name names because I'm just not. And now 2 years later to receive an email from that, like, Chris. You know, I was reflecting on Joyce, and me hearing Joyce's voice touches me. You know, for you hearing it probably is different for me hearing it. I think of being in the studio with her and, the last things, how her, you know, her going over here. This is what you need to do. These are the kind of ways you need to present things. This is what makes a good host. This in me trying to process this literally as fast as I can, racing against time, and how she so wanted this audience and everything to continue and our desperation to do that. So when I got that email from Chris a couple of days ago and I forwarded it to everybody, I almost started crying, really. And I think because it was, we've been having our heads down and we've been just going forward and we haven't really been looking up ahead and we've just been scrambling and sometimes running in place and sometimes, like all of us here, Catherine and Jay and Uncle Kevin and my wife and Josh and other people, just literally trying to, like, jump in front of the train to stop the train from running us off the cliff. You know, everything we had done at some point that he reflected that it was, reflected well on Joyce's legacy. That just meant something so much to me personally. And I really thank Chris for that email. And I think, you know, we got another email the other day or was some kind of a call or something. I don't remember, but one of our listeners, Mary, shout out to Mary. Mary says that she times her walk. She takes a daily walk at the park or school or wherever it is and walks around. She takes a pretty lengthy walk and she times it with the show. And so she listens to the show as she walks. And to hear that, Joyce would love that. That would mean so much to Joyce. And to get to hear that and to hear, or to read Chris's email, I'm not trying to turn this reflecting on Joyce to turn it me personally, but I kind of am. But I'm just so grateful to all of you for your support, for your prayers, your donations. I say that a lot. Really, we mean it here. Because we would not be here without, like, you know, you talk about the 1776 and America coming and the series of miracles. There are a series of miracles that we probably shouldn't be here, and this show probably shouldn't be where it is. A lot of powerful forces, a lot of forces were against us, but we're here. And it's because of you and because of tenacity, Catherine's tenacity. I mean, come on. Thank you. That's really what I wanted to say. I really wanted to say thank you. And every day is a tribute to Joyce. Every time we're on this show is a tribute to what she's done. And we believe we really do got some things going forward. We're finally able to breathe and to feel like we can move forward, that we're not just in emergency mode. We obviously left GCN. To say that was difficult would be an understatement. To say dealing with them, I'm not going to disparage them or whatever, or Ted or whatever. Ted gave us, you know, for whatever we were on for quite a while. I'm thankful for certain things, certainly. Thank you for everything you're doing. We feel that this is an important framework that Joyce has created, and we're continuing it the best we can. And we feel like we'll go forward and move forward and do better. I know certainly, you know, he made the comment, you've exceeded my expectations. That's what Chris said in that email. Well, Chris, I think I've exceeded my expectations to be honest with you. I didn't quite know what to expect. It was just a commitment, as a personal commitment I made to Joyce. Making the commitment sometimes, you know, it's like getting married almost. Well, yeah, I'll get married. Let's get married. Do you know what all that means? No, you don't really know what all that means. You know, and then 10, 15 years later, and three children and what have you, and everything involved, you know, now you have a different perspective of it. But at that time, I just wanted to say thank you and commemorate Joyce on that time. I really want to thank Jeff Rentz helping us to get out of GCN, Todd over at Global Star and the people involved. They are first rate. They're first class. Rick Satellite, the satellite listeners, the shortwave people, WWCR. We had a lot of disagreements, as you know, back and forth, how that went. I'm not even going to get into that, but they've been pretty good for us and work with us. And we feel the people listening there are important. And so they become, WWCR is important to us. Our best times are ahead of us. The best is right ahead of us. And there's a powerful message that has always come out of the Power Hour from Joyce until now. I really believe that if I was going to say what I was most proud of, and I don't like to really use that word, but I'm most proud that I think that the listeners have told us there's value from what we're offering here. And there's a certain light, maybe focus, maybe change slightly from Joyce to now or to what we're doing now. But that's okay. It's still that light and that truth. And, you don't hear the discussions I have with Catherine or Jay or Uncle Kevin, or as we go, even my wife will say certain things on what this means to us and our family and our legacy and our purpose. You know, Daniel Esselin was talking about immortality. There's, when your voice, you don't realize when your voice goes over, it goes out, and it goes out forever. And it's out there. It's in the universe. It's in the sphere, and it goes. And you don't realize what that means. You do not realize, I cannot explain it to you. The only way you can understand it is to be in the position. When you go out and say the things that this show has said, you don't understand what comes back towards you, good and bad, and the forces that align against you and the force against you. And when I first started to see that and really understand that, I was like, whoa, oh my God, what's going on here? You talk about a humbling moment and that puts you back on your knees. And, when I say, ladies and gentlemen, I said, thank you for your prayers, I mean it. I need it. This show needs them. When I say thank you for your purchases, thank you. Please consider. We need you. You and I are tied together on the show. There is no separation. Just, I have the baton here and I'm directing the ship being part of directing the ship with other people that we have here, but it's your ship. And it's about independent thought and independent media and independent guests with profound, unique things to say. And core, not corporate driven. And we don't get a check from George Soros. My God, we get checks from you, children of God, the American people, people of the world who want truth and want a better future. They want exactly what Daniel Esselin said, that your children, that the future could be better, and it can and it will, ladies and gentlemen. But I believe very firmly, just as Joyce believed, that the time to gird up your loins, so to speak, is pretty much upon us. And so in some ways it is here now. If I've ever offended you, I did not mean to. If I've offended certain people about some of the things maybe I've said about school or what have you, I'm not trying to offend you. But I believe, you know, maybe sometimes I went overboard slightly, maybe, but I believe that with all my heart. And I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be successful. I want you to be free as God made you. Because if you're not those things, then I can't be those things. My children can't be those things if you're not those things. So I want that for you. I want that for all of us. And we can have it. And this show is part of it. And I hope that you feel a part of this. I hope that you feel a part of this movement. I hope you hear these news and these news stories and these whatever they are, and they don't overwhelm you, and they don't put you in a state of fear, and they don't put you in a state of manipulation, but they end up really the opposite. They enlighten you, and you feel empowerment, and you feel it from a certain perspective, and because it's the truth that sets us free. And the truth is that the power is within you, from your creation, from your birth of divinity, and that divinity within you is endowed and protected by law in the United States and by the universe. And you can go forward, and the future is ours, ladies and gentlemen. The future is the power hour. The power hour is the future. I'm going to get off my soapbox, and God bless you, Joyce. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Other Side News with Uncle Kevin.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
I saw a meme my wife showed me from Facebook. I wanted to share it with you. It says, Walmart is scheduled to close 269 stores in 2019, thus having to lay off 14 cashiers.
That's pretty good.
I went in Walmart the other day.
Yeah.
And there's this big bank of these American-looking, you know, red, white, and blue little decals. Big. They're like, you know, probably 3 feet by 2.5 feet or something big. There's like six of them in a row up on this thing, stand, right? And it says, investing in American jobs. And they were right over all the self-checkout cashiers, yeah. All the computerized cashiers.
Yeah. You go in there after 8 o'clock, you got one person checking you out.
Oh, my gosh. I just said, this is the irony of all. This is the future right here. Investing in American jobs, yeah. And it's got a self-checkout right below the self-checkout aisle.
Pretty soon they're going to replace the stockers with robots, I heard.
I believe, you know, at one point in America, you know, we look at this as negative, but some of it is inevitable in the sense of this. At one point in American history, somebody delivered ice in a truck.
That's right.
You know, and at one point, then all the ice truck deliverer people were out of job.
That's right.
So some of this is, it's not like this is.
And the horse and wagon.
Yeah,
with whips?
Yeah, the blacksmith.
Thing.
There's the blacksmith is not in your town anymore.
Nope.
More than likely.
Nope. Or horse or wagon.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make you aware of the specials over at the Power Mall this week. One, especially because the 4th of July is coming up. Any order of $50, you can get a free copy of my book, Forever, and Uncle Kevin helped write it. Forever 1776. Forever 1776. You can. Believe me, this is a good book.
It's a great book. Take advantage of it.
And I'm not just saying that.
And it's a good offer. Free book.
Yeah, it's a free book.
You can learn a lot.
And share it or buy other copies. If you want to buy bulk copies, just talk to Jay about it. You know, she'll make it some sort of deal. If you want to buy bulk and give them away. I really just want to proliferate the information that's in there. It's not in schools. Where are you going to get it? You have to get it. This is who you are. It really is. And so take advantage of that. Also, REM Sleep. We're going to have Matthew Pfeiffer on again. We're going to have a much deepening relationship with him. free shipping on our REM Sleep. And I'll talk about this more next week, but we're on a couple of products. We're doing, we're going to do, what's it called? Residual shipping, or what's that called when you set up for auto ship?
Auto ship.
Oh my gosh. Can't believe it. Auto ship. So we'll explain that more next week. And so once you get on auto ship, then you're going to get a discount. We're going to have the product. Mm-hmm. It's going to come to you every month or every 6 weeks or 2 months or whatever it is, however often you want it. We'll have an auto ship situation. And, so look for that over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. We still do have some of those clearance items, or we have other clearance items. We are working to clear out our stock. We are going to come back and stock with all the great things, all the most wanted things from, you know, you all, ladies and gentlemen. I've told you that that is happening very soon. And so we're going to have everything. We're focusing on shipping. We're controlling shipping now. It's now back in house. A lot of things are going on, a lot of changes. You need that because you need that service from us and you deserve that service. But for whatever reason, really, and I'm not going to belabor this product or this point, but we've been through it over here, and it's really a small miracle that we're even here, and it's because of you. So please understand that. Please be patient, and things are changing, and they're going to change in a dramatic way, for your service and what we're doing over the Power Mall. And that's going to help us what we're doing here, how we're going to spread out and how we're going to, advertise on YouTube with that, you know, Daniel Esslin. This would be everywhere on mm-hmm. YouTube, you know, but what have you.
And anyway, if you want a good night's sleep, give that REM a try.
Well, or the question is, you may think you sleep. Do you wake up groggy or 10 o'clock?
It's totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you wake up a little groggy or not wake up groggy? Do you get tired pretty quick, or you wake up and you feel like you haven't fully rested? That's the sign that, hey, Try a bottle.
They're
not, it's not that expensive.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
Yeah, so try a bottle of the REM Sleep. It's really fantastic. I mean, mm-hmm. there's times where I take that, I feel like somebody knocked me out. I mean, I sleep and I am boom.
Bam.
I hit the ground.
You dream a lot. I never dreamt so much.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of follow-up with some I don't want to say test subjects, that's not the mm-hmm. word, but, you know, some people that we're giving to and kind of, you know, what's your feedback? We really want, and they're telling us, hey, I'm dreaming, this is the first time I've dreamed in a long time. This is, that means you're getting into REM. That means
the
HGH is coming out and all that.
You're getting down to the right level of sleep.
We do have a call. We have a lot of news. we haven't talked about any of it, ladies and gentlemen, so I apologize. We talked about a lot with Daniel, but we do have a caller, and we want to encourage callers. Reese in New York, it's good to talk to you. Reese, you're live on the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hey, good afternoon.
I'm sorry I'm a little late. I didn't have the call-in number when you were speaking earlier about Joyce, but I had wanted to, you know, just say something as a tribute to her. I appreciate your earlier caller, but what he said just didn't pass muster with me. Because Joyce had done so much through her years on the Power Hour. And I got to say, I mean, she always will be to me. I always called her the angel of my morning. When I heard that mirthful voice as she opened up each morning and just brought, you know, enthusiasm to the air and so many great causes. I mean, I'm thinking about, and I could not even summarize here, I'm sure you would agree, on so many of those causes, but just what she did for veterans' causes. Veterans that were being mistreated or denied treatment in VA hospitals, assisting them when they were for years on waiting lists. Families who were being persecuted, had children stolen by CPS for their opposition to vaccines or their Christian faith. She went into childhood vaccines. Also, the veterans, PTSD, squalene, 9/11 truth. She even gave voice to dissenting opinions on air, which I respect her for. She would allow others to come on who didn't agree with some of what she had said. And what can I say? You know, she was so faithful in promoting the Power Mall. I'm sorry to hear that the network didn't want to rebroadcast some of her many excellent broadcasts because of the faith that she showed, you know, in looking out for their interests. But, you know, at the end of her life, I had wanted to see if we can put a donation together, like a GoFundMe page, so that we could put her on GC Math. But I wasn't able to get in touch with her. I guess it was too late at that time. But I just want to say that I will always remember Joyce indefatigable spirit, that tone that would just, in the morning I'd have my cup of coffee and I would just hear that chipper tone coming from her. She was so indefatigable. And after 9/11, it was always nice to hear that because sometimes you felt a little bit, things were not going in the right direction in this country. So, I want to say thank you, Joyce. I hope that God received your spirit. And thank you, Daniel, for carrying on with her legacy. And I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Reese. I really appreciate your call. I'm glad you brought up her persistence and how she went into different, like veterans. Stood up. I mean, veterans obviously comes to mind. I didn't mention that earlier. Probably should have. 9/11. I mean, she, especially think about the time. Now, a lot of people are talking about all these things. But when she did it, not a lot of people weren't that aggressive about it. She was a trailblazer. She wasn't afraid. She cared about these causes, and her care overcame any fear, if there was any fear there. And she did get pressure. Believe me, I know she did. And that's great. Thank you so much, Reese. Anything else you would like to say?
What else can we say? People like Joyce, they're very rare, and it seems like this world doesn't produce those like her that just seem to have a great love for people. Her heart was open. You could hear it in the way that she spoke to those that called in with issues. There was a genuine concern with her. This is a woman, as it said, with no guile. What you seen is what you get with her. It was just a lot of love, and she put herself out on the line, as we mentioned, with many of these issues. She put herself in the firing line, and yet she continued fighting for those many causes. And I mention again, as you mentioned, the vets. I think about so many that were helped with the information she put out on vaccines, on 9/11 truth, and even on the great products that she put out, which I've used over the years and have been very helpful. So, as I say, Joyce will always be the angel of my morning, and it was wonderful the other day to hear that broadcast with her voice on again. I thank you for putting it on.
Well, we'll do it, every so often or what have you, or maybe a replay if I got to be somewhere. Maybe we'll do it. I'm glad we have the option now with Todd over at Global Star. And, I don't want to overdo it, and I don't want to offend people, but we do have requests. And I think it's appropriate, especially now at this time. I think it's really appropriate. And it's just fantastic. It's great. It's great. So thank you, Reese. God bless you, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you. Sure will. Hey, we're not going to stop unless you stop. If you stop, then we stop. We're tied together. We're tied at the hip. And I think we're only going to improve from here. Again, thank you. Thank you so much. Uncle Kevin, let's do at least a few news stories. Tomorrow, George Frund is coming and going to guest host. And then Friday or the end of the week is, I believe, we have a replay. And then next week, William Federer is coming on for 4th of July. On the 4th of July, we'll do a replay, and the day after, that Thursday, Friday, for people, kind of a shortened schedule here. A lot going on in the summer, obviously, and with Joyce, so this was kind of a good time. But just want to make you aware of all these things. So, Kev, what do you think is the biggest news story here we can go over here in the next 15 minutes, or a couple stories?
Oh, that Google story, for sure.
Well, we covered that, I think, enough with it. What else would you like to say about the Google situation?
Not much.
Why'd you bring it up then?
You just asked me what was the big. You guys covered it.
Some of the things, if you saw the video with James O'Keefe, the guy, there was a whistleblower from Facebook, there's one from Google, I think there's others that are coming, but the live action, was it live action? Liveaction.org, it was the pro-life site that was characterized as an abortion site, was put in the same category, was characterized as a pornography site on Facebook so they could censor it. So you could not share it, so their voice was shut up. And I just, as I'm watching this, I'm just thinking about these corporations. Look at what they're pushing. It's not speculation for me to say, obviously they're pro-abortion, they're pro-death. Anybody that, it was one thing if they believe in quote unquote abortion rights.
Right.
Okay, you believe in that. Well, then why would you silence the discussion of the other side? You know, that's
squash it.
Yeah, squash it. So they're not just for women's right to choose. They are for abortion. Therefore, they're not for a women's right to choose. They are for abortions.
Exactly.
And it's chilling if you get to see the video. Hopefully we'll put it up on our site or something like that. But Mueller testifying now, and it's kind of – I talked to Daniel on the during the break because we didn't have time. We mentioned about Mueller. Why do you think Mueller's wanting to testify now?
I ain't got a clue.
I believe when I first, as soon as I saw this, I thought, well, it's not going well for what, quote unquote, this obstructionist side, the banking industry side, as Daniel would put it, you know, the fiat currency side. They need to stir up something. It looks certainly, there's not any Democratic, quote unquote, candidate, even remotely, that has a chance to beat Trump.
No,
I don't think.
Not at all.
I don't believe any of those polls. It's ridiculous. Trump just got 40,000 people trying to jam into a, you know, was it 15,000 seat arena?
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit.
I heard it was 100,000.
Okay, well, again, I probably got that figure from CNN. But, yeah. You know, first,
I saw the crowds. It was amazing. It was huge.
I mean, you got 40. All right, let's.
Yeah, whatever. 40,
you got a lot.
You got a lot of people.
A lot of people trying to cram into this.
And they get there. The earliest one was 8 o'clock in the morning, I think.
The day before.
Yeah.
Not the day of.
Not the day of.
The day before.
They stayed over.
Yeah. The, you know, and then Biden gets like 150 people coming to a little meet and greet or something.
And they're probably paid.
Who knows? I don't know. But, you know, and people think, oh, that can't be real. Well, you know.
It is real.
It is real. That, Hillary Clinton in Cleveland. Right before the election, LeBron James was coming to help speak with her, support her, and they couldn't get 500 people in. LeBron James was coming in Cleveland, Ohio at the time. He couldn't get 500 people in.
That's stunning.
Those polls are completely gross misrepresentation. Yeah. They're trying to set up a situation where they can manipulate them.
Yep.
Somebody can. Mm-hmm. Certainly they are. There is no way any of these contenders are even close to Trump, like it or leave it or lump it or whatever. That's just the reality situation. So is Mueller coming in to try to stir the pot and trying to cloud things up?
I don't see any good for the Democrats. What is he going to say? I mean, the Republicans are going to pounce on him and say, when did you know that Trump didn't do anything bad? A year ago? And you still continue the investigation? It cost us $1 million a month to the PAC taxpayer? So, yeah, I think it's just going to open up a can of worms for the Democrats.
Well, he said he wouldn't testify. Now he says he will. They're about to subpoena him. That's he's kind of getting.
At least he's doing it out in the open.
A border official resigns amid the uproar over migrant children. Supposedly these migrants or children are kept in deplorable conditions. I've seen some things, you know, what to believe, I don't know. I've seen other things where they, you know, look reasonable. How are we supposed to?
Yeah.
We don't have the facility to hold them. What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to put them in the Holiday Inn? I mean, I don't, so they come here and here, I'm here, put me in the Holiday Inn. I don't get that.
You know, you do best you can. That's all you can do. The best you can. And if you're crowded.
What are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
And they keep saying, well, don't break up families. They did a DNA test. Most of the people coming down, they're not their families.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. We're doing the best we can.
Well, I don't know if we're doing the best. See, that's why this is ridiculous. A border would really, you want to protect children? You want to protect them?
Mm-hmm.
You want to, you know,
stop the traveling?
You want to stop the traveling?
Drugs.
Then put up some kind of barrier.
Yeah. We talked of it before, the Continental Wire.
Well, Morrissey, remember my favorite new singer in Britain?
Yeah.
Because he went out and talked about the immigration?
Yeah.
He says, if borders are so bad, why did we have one to begin with?
Yeah.
Another logical question.
Another logical question. Yeah. Ask the Jews if they like the
walls. Well, he didn't even say
they
walls.
They love it.
He says it
stopped all the fights, stopped most of the rockets, worked miracles over in Israel.
He wasn't even talking about walls.
Right.
He said if borders are so bad, why did we have them in the first place?
Right.
And then, of course, some people say, well, we shouldn't have
any borders. We shouldn't have it, yeah.
So let's have anarchy. Anyway.
Everybody's proud of their home country.
Well, I don't know if they're proud. Hopefully they deserve to be. They deserve to help shape that, certainly. Mm-hmm. North Korea reveals an explosive HIV outbreak after claiming to be disease-free. That's weird.
That is weird. I hadn't heard that.
No, I'll read a little bit of this. We got not much time. It's experiencing an explosive outbreak amid limited access to diagnostic testing and treatments. Independent researchers and government health officials tell the outlet that the isolated East Asian country confirmed its first HIV case in 1999 and has quietly watched it balloon to almost 10,000. This is weird.
They're a closed society. How the heck did they get HIV?
Well, I mean, I can think of three little letters.
Yeah, CIA.
Bingo. I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
They don't have immigration. Hardly anybody flies there.
It must have been that that kid that they, Warburger, that
poor guy. Oh, Lord.
They'll blame it on him.
Right.
Illegal immigrants, they learn a new trick to sneak in. You'll never guess their new trick to sneak in to America. I laughed, I cried at the same time with this. This is just unbelievable. You'll never guess it, but it's hilarious. But not hilarious.
Hide in an ice cream truck.
Dress like drug smugglers.
They let them through.
The drug smugglers
go right on through.
So they dress like the drug smugglers with the backpacks and all that, and the head bandanas or camouflage or what have you.
I've seen those films where they got the 50 people walking with backpacks on it, filled with who knows what.
There's in the Supreme Court there, you know, we've been talking about this. There's a lot of important cases. They just decided on the huge cross monument from World War I.
A win for us. Thank you.
When you say us, what do you mean?
Freedom. America.
Yeah, I agree. I don't quite like their decision the way made it, but
they always they never go into it and finalize it.
Well, the same thing with the bakery.
Yeah, they don't finalize it. Fix it, finish it. Put it in stone.
Well, that's really, to be honest with you, maybe they're trying to go pull back, and the Supreme Court's not really supposed
that's
to
not
be.
Their, that's
it's really not their job.
That's right. It is not their job.
So
maybe that's maybe that's what you're thinking, but I doubt it.
I'm agreeing with you. They could have been, even within what I just said. They could have been a little more solid on it.
Right.
They could have. What they're supposed to do is these cases are supposed to give direction to legislatures. They're not supposed to make law.
Right.
They're supposed to. Okay, if we have a situation, this is supposed to.
Is this constitutional?
Is this constitutional or not?
Or not?
Is it okay? Yeah. It's not okay. Then let's adjust it. That's what they're supposed to do, or what have you anyway. But there's a lot of other precedents being set that are being weighed in the balance. The liberal, quote unquote liberal justices on the court are screaming, oh, these precedences, we have to have them. We got to keep them here. And I keep thinking, oh, you mean like the precedent that abortion is not a right in 1969? You didn't have any problem scrapping that in the early 70s.
They kicked that over.
Yeah. So that's one of them, is, there's the possibility of them hearing some abortion cases. They're not presently hearing, but is this setting the tone or setting the direction that, you know, precedents aren't going to matter here? This just because Roe versus Wade has been here for 40 plus years, that don't mean nothing.
That's right. The Constitution is more important. And it seems like they're leading that way.
One of these cases I wanted to bring up, here the article says the court could provide new signals about its intentions on abortion this week. The justices are due to say whether they'll consider Alabama's effort to ban, most abortion. But there was a case here. I was reading in this article. Oh, here it is. Well, that didn't take long. Elena Keegan, you know her. She wrote 39 days later.
Does she look like she lives under a bridge too, or what?
Well, she didn't. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to be mean. I said that about Ginsburg.
We did.
Because what she said about the Constitution.
Right.
Ginsburg said our Constitution is outdated. That's why I said that about her. I'm not trying to go around calling people names, but I will. Somebody wants to say, especially a Supreme Court justice wants to say our Constitution is outdated. You are a nasty troll that lives under the bridge if you want to say that. Especially if you're a Supreme Court justice.
Yes,
are you kidding me?
I can.
You ought to be impeached.
That's right.
Anyway.
And they can be impeached.
Days later, when the court overturned part of a 1985 ruling that said people could go directly to the federal court to claim the government regulation was unconstitutionally took their private property. Okay, let me explain this. Because I did get interested in this and dug in this a little bit. Okay, the Supreme Court has been hesitant to interfere in federal regulation cases. Like, well, the IRS, or I'm just using the IRS for example. The EPA says that they can take your property because that's their code, and, well, that's what they said the code said. So we'll let them decide.
Right.
Which is completely unlawful. One, their whole organization is unconstitutional, but that's another story. It's a corporate entity. Anyway, now this precedent has been overturned, and they said, no, if the federal government, one of these agencies, takes your property or does something to you or defines a regulation meaning something, you don't have to go to them to appeal. You don't have to go to them to make the decision if they made the appeal correct or not. You know, it's like the chicken, you know, like the fox guarding the hen house.
Right.
You can go to federal court, and you can certainly go to the Supreme Court. You don't have to ask them. You can go to federal courts. They're not the arbiter of what's fair and what these statutes say, or even if these statutes are fair. That's a big win for freedom.
Oh, it sure is.
That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Big deal. Huge deal.
And it's a precedent that's been overturned. And I just laugh when they say, we can't have these precedents overturned. are you kidding me? At what point was the Constitution overturned to begin with to get to this point, you moron?
Yeah.
You know, what point did those precedents happen? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to see you at the beginning of next week. We got some great shows. There's a replay then this week. George is going to be there's an important interview tomorrow with George. You're going
to
want to hear it.
And don't forget, at 9 o'clock tonight, say a one-minute prayer to
help this country
help
and
this
the world.
Country, yeah, get rid of the one world government.
Right, and justice, and immortality. We want the Creator's immortality. That's what we want.
That's right.
Isn't that what we want? Well, justice and morality.
Put all our people praying together and we'll win this.
Take 1 minute to pray or ponder or whatever it is. That energy builds, ladies and gentlemen.
It sure does.
1 minute.
9 o'clock tonight.
Petition God. That's what our founders did all the time. They fast, they pray, and they petition God. And God answered. Really, it's that simple. Mm-hmm. Really. We're not licked here, ladies and gentlemen.
Nope.
We have everything we need. God's given us.
This is one of our weapons in our
God bless you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostrow of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY.